Hello, everybody. Thank you again for checking in and listening to today's short Dvar Torah. So this week's parsha, a couple of days, parsha is Bo. And parsha is Bo, of course, is describing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you think about it, Yetzias Mitzrayim plays such a dominant role in so many mitzvot. So many mitzvot we find are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We do everyday tefillin. In fact, the two of the parshios of tefillin are found in this week's parsha. We don't know Shema v'ayim Shmoa, right? In Beschanon and in Ekev, respectively. The other two parshios, there are four boxes in the tefillin. Two of them are, the last two, Vayah, Kiviyacha, and Kadosh Kol Bechor, are found in the tefillin and are found in this week's parsha. And so many more mitzvahs that we have throughout the Torah. It says, why do this mitzvah? L'man tizkuru etzit mitzrayim, zecher etzit mitzrayim. Why is that? Why does it play such a dominant role in so many mitzvot? Parshas Bo itself has, I believe, around 20 or so, or 30 mitzvot, just in the parsha itself, all connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the very famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo describes exactly why. And he says the following, that, you know, when it comes to people who are, let's say, kofrim or non-believers, they come in perhaps three forms. There are those who totally don't believe in God at all, total atheists, they believe in evolution, the world came to be by itself, that one type of person. Then there is a person that may believe in there is a God, the creator, he sees the world around him and says it cannot be by accident, there has to be a designer, there has to be some ultimate power that created the universe. But after he created the world, he's like the builder, like the architect or builder that built the house and goes away. Does he care what goes on in the world after that? Does he care what goes on in the house? He built the house. And so too, this God, this ultimate power created the universe and went away, has no care or concern about what is happening. Then you may say that the third type even is a person who believes that God created the world. God knows what is happening. He may care about what's happening, but really has no power to intervene and does not care to intervene. He may know, but like, okay, listen, these are the humans. They will do what they want. They want to kill themselves, destroy themselves. In other words, there still is no schar va'onesh, still no consequences to one's actions. And the Ramban says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to deflect all of these. Now, when it comes to the creation of the universe, we have Shabbos. So Shabbos actually is, the belief in Shabbos is believing that Hashem created the universe, and that's why we rest on Shabbos. We give the world back to Hashem. But again, that does not translate to a God that also cares what goes on. In Kiddush, however, we say that Bria Olam, right? Kiddush Shabbos is also Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Ramban says they go hand in hand, right? Without belief in a creator, then you don't get to the second stage of a God that cares about what goes on. But Yetzias Mitzrayim screams loud and clear that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs the world. He created the world. He's involved in the world. He can change nature. But since he created nature, he is able to change nature and create do a kriyas yam suf, do a makas dam, go through all the makos, because Hashem is in charge of the world and is involved and care, and there are consequences to what we do. And therefore, in order to remember this, we have Pesach. Pesach, of course, is 7 or 8 days in the Chutz La'aretz, where every time we eat a sandwich, we know we eat matzah, and we remember that Hashem runs the world. And every time that we put on a tefillin, we remember that in the tefillin it described Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so many more mitzvot that we do on a regular basis, tzitzis is also Yetzias Mitzrayim inside of it. We read the last parsha of Shema. Every day there's a mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's all to bang in the belief that Hashem runs the world, Hashem is in charge. And many times throughout the day, throughout our lives, we think we're in charge, we're in control, and we're getting a little too nervous about it, but we know that Hashem is in charge, Hashem is the driver. We should be able to relax a little bit more and to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. That's why we have Shabbos every week. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in Shema, and all the mitzvos we have are to bang home that lesson that Hashem cares about the world, He runs the world, and what we do counts. And that is most important, that we have to behave in a way that will make Hashem proud and ultimately bring the Geula b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for listening. And the secret word for today, let's give the word tefillin. Okay? The word tefillin is the word of the day.